Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts to prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Thank you for joining us, today. Actually, you're joining you today. Okay, I mean, bottom line with it is, I'm not here. I'm a figment of your imagination. This is electronics in its best. Anyhow, no, seriously, I pre-recorded this just for you. 855-732-5563. Come on, write it down. I won't keep saying it if you write it down. It's really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on. A lot happened. Well, not just in the news. A lot happening all over the place. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly, truly and honestly getting involved in the conversation. Make sure you have a clue. That would be really cool, wouldn't it? Anyway, all right, there is so much going on, but I thought I started, there's a real weird one going on here. We got a candidate, I don't even know how to deal with this, or how to make this, we have a House candidate, New York congressional candidate. Now, think about all the things that the New York State Legislature has done, and this might not surprise you at all. You know, some of you will say, well, what did you expect? Right? But, you know, what are these guys? They've after birth abortions? I mean, seriously. Yeah, they have. Well, now, a New York congressional candidate, he figured he'd make a porn video in order to show a sex positive campaign. Because we all know how important it is to have a sex-positive campaign. So an independent congressional candidate in New York running to unseat Representative Nadler. Oh, my God. They'll probably take anybody, though. Really. I still say the same thing. Doesn't he look like a Weeble? Remember the toy, what? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down? Yeah, go ahead. You say that three times fast. Looks like a little Weeble, doesn't he? Well, the candidate made a porn video to show off his sex-positive campaign. Mike Itkis, a self-described liberal independent candidate, he uploaded a video titled, A Bucket List Bonanza to Pornhub. He did it with his porn performer, Nicole Sage. He told the city and state that he made the video as a conversation piece. Itkis said that simply talking about the issue of sex positively would show others that he's committed to the issue. He's committed to what issue? Having sex? Really? He said, if we just talk about it, right? God, I can't stand it. If we would just talk about it, it wouldn't demonstrate my commitment to the issue. I have to actually show you. And the fact that I actually did it was a huge learning experience for me. It actually influenced items on my platform. I mean, I'm sorry. Can you take this guy seriously or what?
He wouldn't respond to a local news source for comment. His campaign website states that if elected, he would make... Oh, he would take a sex-positive approach, which includes legalizing working women. According to his website, Incas believes that men should not be required to support biological children without a prior agreement. Wow. Well, he sounds like a typical New Yorker. He also believes that people should have a right not to become a parent in case of pregnancy and would attempt to redefine the abortion debate as a right to unplanned sex. My God. No, it just shows you where they're coming from, right? Has anybody spoke out? Anybody in the Democrat platforms, Democrat Party, spoke out against this guy? Anybody? I don't believe it. I don't believe they did and or would. But that's just me. What can I tell you? He told a news outlet prior to releasing the video, "I've never had sex on camera before." Now, what is a sex-positive approach? Oh, no, we should know this. Before you make fun of it, you should know it. Although, I made fun of it before I knew it, but I'm good with that. Sexual rights means actively opposing the conservative idea that sex should only happen between a man and a woman who are married to each other. Hmm. Yeah, that's working out well. Right to not become a parent in case of pregnancy, redefine abortion debate as a right to unplanned sex. What the heck does that mean? Men should not be required to support biological children without prior agreement. Well, he'll get a lot of votes on that one, I'm sure. He wants to end government involvement in marriage, no discrimination based on marital status. In other words, decriminalize sex between consenting adults. When is it a criminal? When is it criminal? Protect privacy rights. Define consent. End adultery laws. Where's he been? Was he stuck in the 1950s? A lot of those laws have been gone for a long time. Decriminalize and legalize sex work. Make sexual rights explicit. Do not rely on privacy or speech rights. Look, he says, "I'm kind of a nerd who doesn't really like to be the center of attention." Well, you never know that by the movie. No, really, if you're going to make a sex movie and then say you don't want to be the center of attention, I don't know. I could have a couple different meanings to it. You know what I'm saying? Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sony Schmidt right after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. 5563, always a pleasure to have you with me. I truly, truly, truly appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her in. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And you got that look like you just bit into a sour apple or a onion. What the heck's going on with you?
I'm trying to get my life together. I've been out of town, as you know, and I haven't used my my system with the microphone in ages, and I'm trying to make it all work, and it's not happening, and I'm technically inept, so, yeah, so I just bit into something more than I can chew.
Well, you're chewing it just fine. We're good.
You know I'm playing it off.
You're pulling it off. There you go.
Holy
oh, God.
I got no poker face.
Yeah, no. No, you. Well, you can. You're right, though. Plenty of times you don't. You're correct. So let me see. What can I throw at you today? What can we have some fun with?
I don't know, but what you talked about before in your opening kind of irked me a little bit.
Okay. But these are the same people that, you know, devoted for, you know, partial birth, after birth abortions and stuff like that.
Okay, so I have a question. You said, where are the Democrats, the leftists, the liberals?
Yeah, we're the ones that think this is, like, really whacked.
Where are they? And we've been asking this for a long time. At what point, do you denounce these people?
Yes.
So my question is, and I wasn't aware of the story, where was this posted? Where did you get this post from?
Where was this story? Let's see.
That may have...
Well, actually, this one's on Fox News.
That, okay. See, there you go. I don't think they hear these stories, because I honestly think that if liberals and some Democrats heard what's going on there? I think that, well, there's got to be more than if they're not hearing it. So I think that if they are hearing these stories, which they don't have an opportunity to because of the cancel culture and censorship and the way the media was working for the Democrat Party, so they're trying to monitor these ridiculous things. I honestly think that if there are any normal people left on the liberal side.
Boy, you're pushing it big, aren't you?
I am a gracious black woman. I am a gracious black woman. I like to believe, you say I'm naive. I like to believe in the best of people. I like to believe that there's hope.
I'm not saying, no, I would never say you're naive. And by the way, for the record, this has now been picked up by Newsweek, NBC New York, and The Hill.
Oh, this article?
Not the article, but the actual story. TMZ picked it up.
Oh, wonderful.
New York Post.
Yeah, I'd like to see how they're flagging it. You know how they're.
Which one? Pick one. I'm right in front of them.
Let's do TMZ.
Oh yeah, okay. Oh, but that's.
I think it probably has a bigger viewership than any of those other ones, to be honest.
Oh God, I can't. You know what? I can't even read the title. I can't clean it up enough to read it. Okay?
Ooh, okay, but they do put it in a negative light.
I guess so. Depends on your
on your point of view. That's
your
right.
Your point of view, right? And they use a lot of double entendres in here.
Yeah, I was in my own head when you were doing the stories. Trust me, I was too.
Oh, God.
But at least it's getting out there.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what about Newsweek?
Okay, let's see what Newsweek has to say. I get the biggest kick out of this stuff because, again, you usually don't see. All right, Newsweek. Very liberal candidate releases his own sex tape to break away from the pack. Third-party candidate running again, long-time Representative Jerry.
Okay, Daniel. That's a very pop to them.
Yeah.
That's a very positive headline. And I'm pretty sure they've written the story in a positive light. They don't, A, you're dealing with people that don't have morals and values, and B, they're being spoken to in a way where they're not getting why this is a really wrong story, or this is a really wrong situation.
You're not sticking up for this person, right?
No, I'm saying this is why we don't get any help from the other half of the country, because they're not hearing... They're not hearing the truth. They're just not hearing the truth.
He says this is to make a point that he would go to any length to demonstrate his commitment.
Okay, well, I heard size doesn't matter, but if that's the way he's going to frame it.
Oh, no, you got to. I can't read some of the other stuff. I can't even call
it. No, it's a fun article, and I would have fun with it, too. But one thing that I did agree with him on, and maybe you can correct me, I could have this wrong, but you said that men should have some sort of consenting.
No. Well, kind of. He's saying that they shouldn't have to pay child support for these kids without prior, consenting to do
so. I am in agreement with that.
Uh-oh.
Ladies,
you write it to her. Don't bother me with it.
Let me tell you something. There'll be a whole lot of women that will think twice before they bed down with these fools when you say, could you sign here and say that you are going to be responsible just in case? And they go, nope. That's going to ruin the moment. And you might not wind up in these ridiculous situations that you're in.
That a lot of you are in because I don't know. These people, these guys, they're schlocks before they get involved with the women. I doubt very much a lot of the women know it. You know what you're...
Why should they be anything but schlocks? We're talking about free everything. Women are trying... They're competing with each other on a purely physical level. That wasn't the way it was when we were young. You better have something going on, and the men had to commit to you before they get any parts of it, as Richard Pryor would say, and I'm cleaning that up. But nowadays, women are giving it away. So why should men go, okay, well, maybe I'll just... No, if you're willing to do that, then let the chips fall where they may. But if there is a consent form, I don't know if it's in a form or an app. There should be an app that says, no, I'm not going to be responsible for anything that happens as a result of this encounter that we're about to have.
You got to get cut off. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mateen, your host. Don't go far.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter owner Elon Musk released a series of internal documents on Friday suggesting that the Biden campaign and Democratic National Committee were able to manipulate speech on the platform through tools that Twitter made available. The manipulation included the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story first reported by the New York Post. A new poll suggests most Americans don't have high hopes for the new Congress. A Pew Research Center survey shows 65% of adults believe President Biden and Republican leaders in Congress will be unsuccessful in getting their agendas enacted over the next 2 years. Just about a third believe they'll be successful. In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 35 points to close the week at 34,429. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5567. We're working our way through a very important issue here on the Joe Mazzini Show with Sonia Schmidt. Sonia.
Yes?
You're getting in trouble, right?
What did I do?
Now, listen. If a guy or a girl signs that thing or presses the app button that says, yes, they agree, couldn't they get out of it by saying they signed it under duress?
Well, I think there has to be a clause in there that says that's not an excuse. Sorry. We all know that this is a crime of passion, as you know.
Oh, that's great.
I think that it's almost like when a girl... Oh God, I'm being so sexist in this example.
Go for it. I'm enjoying the conversation. At least it's you, not me.
But if a girl says, "Tell me you love me," in order, because that's what she wants, because that's how God created her, is to want that attachment. But she says, "Tell me you love me."
Are you saying that God created women to be attached to a man? That sounds sexist.
They not only wanted to be, but really attached to only them. They want to be adored. They want to be special. They want to be the one and only. That is how we're made up. Like it or not, people, that is the way it is. And now, the 70s could have taken a lot of that out of us, but our inner core is that's what we want to be. So the minute that we say, "Tell me you love me," and the guy goes,
"Yeah, I'm not looking for that kind of commitment."
Then moment over, right? You don't feel like doing it anymore. So maybe a whole bunch of unwanted pregnancies may not happen. We may not have as many unwanted pregnancies when the girl says, when it's legal, that if the guy doesn't sign this paper or stamp this app and says, I'm not going to be responsible for anything that happens as a result of this encounter, whether it be STDs or a child. Moment over, go home, pull your stuff up, go on home, and find a guy who likes you and will marry you behind.
Look, I think, seriously, You're right. It's all these relationships. They've dumbed down these relationships to where it's just sexual. It's only sexual. Not a big deal. You can have sex without being attached. You can this. You can. It's like, no, actually, you can't, and you really shouldn't. Because
it's not even dumbed down. This is where our society's been going through movies, music videos, whatever. They're telling everybody. They're telling girls that they are not worth anything until they get. Until they get plastic surgery, and I think I told you when I came out here to our part of town, and I was taking a pole dancing class because I'm an athlete and a dancer. Hmm. So I was taking a pole dancing class from a very flowery woman out here, very very crazy woman out here. Do you know that the girl before me in the class was 9 years old?
Oh, come on.
That's when I was done. I was done.
My God.
So out of all the women's movements things that we've done, out of all the empowerment, out of all the things that we've told women that they can be, and you can have it all, you can do it all, you can... So there's a 9-year-old in a pole dancing class.
It was Sonia, that's what they've been told. Their power comes from their body. Their power comes from what they have.
Because if you remove... That's what the left has done.
Wow.
That is exactly where the left has brought us. So now you have all these women competing for guys. There are no consequences for men. None. Why do you think there's as many men with signs that are fighting for the abortion, you know, the abortion laws as there are women? Because they don't have to deal with the consequences. In our day, you get some broad pregnant, you marrying them.
Yeah, that's right. The what I always thought kind of the double standard there was that if a woman wanted to have an abortion when she found out she was pregnant, the man had absolutely no say in it.
That's an awful thing.
Right,
that's
but
awful.
Yet if she wanted to keep it, then the man had to pay for it.
Had to pay for it.
You know me, I'm wondering if you should live up to your responsibilities, but isn't that
kind
of hypocritical?
That's not fair. That's part of the women's movement. And trust me, I believe, and you can send your letters to Joe Messina.
Uh-huh.
I believe that the women's movement is pretty much responsible for ruining all the relationships, marriage, family, and all that with women. And I agree with you.
Yep.
And nobody tells the man that, you know, it's like, I'm going to go in and I'm going to do this thing. Or the man, you know what? I talk to a lot of guys under 40, maybe a little under 50. They say in their lifetime, the thought of keeping the kid was just not even on the table. That's how long this has been going on.
Wow, seriously?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yep, this whole pro-life thing and not this is all new information for them.
But I still, you know, we were talking about earlier, you know, how women have control over that and they should and what have you. And, you know, you're hearing more and more and more how racist it is for us, for white guys or what have you, to want to shut down Planned Parenthood, to want to give women other opportunities or other options, if you would. And, you know, the fight always comes back that it mostly affects the black community. And I love that line. I go, do you hear what you're saying? Do you see the picture? Why, black folks are much more promiscuous than white? What are you saying?
I don't think they know what they're saying, but I will tell you this, that their money is made from killing black babies.
Yeah.
You know, as crazy as you may think Kanye West is, he put the stats on the table about how many, that is the leading cause of black children's deaths. So, I think that they've been able to shroud everything in racism and they've been able to demonize white males. So they are going to throw that in anytime they can. So it's white males that are doing it, and it's minorities that are suffering. So boom, you got your double whammy there. But the fact of the matter is Planned Parenthood and the left kills in one way or another, and we're just talking about abortion here, kills more black people than anything in our country. And who can they blame it on? White men. How? I see more white males standing for pro-life than, you know, than any other males.
Yeah.
I think, not to say that black males aren't pro-life, but I don't think that they're a part of the movement, not from what I've seen.
No, but you told me, and Zoe has told me, too, that, you know, black males, to a big degree, have also been browbeaten, relegated to a second-class citizen, to know their place from their own women.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I was told. This is not Joe coming up with that.
You know what? I have been in Georgia. I've been in Georgia. Someone say like, I said that.
You're not getting me in trouble.
But I can't say that I disagree with that. That's a saddened thought. But I will tell you this. I'm not going to go there because it just breaks my heart. But I will say that because of the leftist influence in our music and in our movies and our culture in general, that black males see themselves as baby daddies with no responsibility. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not in disagreement with what Zoe says. It just breaks my heart to hear. I just can't even talk about that right now.
No, and one of the things he talks about a lot too is from the internal family structure internally how males put themselves down, others in the family put down the males, and it carries out into the street, it carries out into the workplace, it just carries out in life, and I always found that to be kind of interesting because you would think you would want just the opposite. You want to build up, you want to lift up, you want to hold up, you want to encourage, right? All right, we'll hold the ain't true till the other side of the break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonya Smith when we return.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROLL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me bring her back on. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every Friday. We have a lot of fun together just talking about how the lunacy of the left, the hypocrisy of the left, and how they just like to complain with absolutely no solutions. Now, Sonya, I told you there's a local high school that came out in the field with a what they call a thin blue line flag. It's actually just a blue line flag. It's a way for them, especially this group of kids. They actually had a shooting on their campus. The police came running in. I don't think any Antifa people, I don't think any BLM people, nobody came running in other than those guys in, you know, the thin blue line guys. They came in and went running right to the trouble. Well, the NAACP is upset. And they're upset because the football team once came out in the field with a blue line flag to honor those police that actually came to save them. So part of their stance or part of their comment, now you'll have to breathe on this, I know you're going to explode if you don't. The thin blue line flag and the Blue Lives Matter movement have always been linked. They represent direct opposition to those demanding justice for black people. They're intentionally exclusionary, and they're used to instill fear in minority communities. It further widens the gap of our humanity. So, it is our stance that the Thin Blue Line flag has no place on school campuses, that it is designed to be safe spaces for all students. It is our stance that no student should fear retaliation or intimidation by forced participation in or exposure to symbols of division. It's our stance that the Blue Line clothing and flags have no place in the stands or on school property during school activities. If you wish to show support for law enforcement, use symbols that aren't associated with injustice, hatred, and divisiveness. Instead, you... No, those are my words because they didn't give me anything else to deal with. So I can see it in your face. Go ahead. Have some fun.
Yeah, well, here's the sad news. No matter what I say, those people who are espousing this are going to say that I'm a sellout, that I'm doing the bidding of Whitey.
Oh, yeah, because they pay you so much, right?
Because you pay me. It's just like, I don't even need to do nothing else because
that's it.
I'm just like rolling in it.
I'm sorry.
If it were for people who wanted to do good and save this country, and here's the thing. If they really loved their children, they wouldn't take a political stand, but they would take a heart stand for their children.
Yep.
To make their children fear and have an attitude and feel victimized is setting them up for possible harm, possibly death. I don't teach my... From the time my grandson started hanging out with me, I started teaching him how to respect the policemen. I talked to him about the jobs that they do, but I also talked to him about respecting authority. Because that's something they got to learn anyhow, whether it be in school, whether it be on their job, whether it be with a guy with a uniform and a gun who's had an extremely stressful day. And that's another thing that I've talked to my son, my grandson about, is the kind of jobs, the kind of work day that these men have, they might be under edge. They might be on edge. The last thing they need is for your little behind to push them. So if you really loved your children, you would teach them how to survive. If you really thought that the cops were the bad guy and you really thought that they were gunning for every black boy, then you would teach them how to survive that. You would teach them how to survive that. Not have an attitude about it. I have a friend named Bootsy. He was hilarious. Bootsy was a comedy writer, and you could get him to not be serious about most things, but he was a single parent, and he raised a black son. And the thing that he explained to his son is the importance of having his record clean so he could go on to college and go on to bigger and better things. So he taught his son, no matter what he thought about the police, and I'm telling you, Bootsy was a militant. He taught his son survival and how to be respectful in the face of police and how to not hang out with kids who were not. Because you can go down with those kids quickly.
Right.
That's what love is. Love is not sitting around saying blue lines and all this. That's craziness. You are setting your child up for an incident with police, and you're setting up a child like my grandson to be hanging out with your child and maybe an altercation from hanging out with your child. But they don't get this. Their politics means more than their love and their common sense for their children. If I believed, and I don't, but if I believe that the cops are gunning for every black boy on the streets, A, I would do like Bootsy did. Get your behind off the streets. Like my parents told me, there is nothing good that's going on the street. You have no business being on the street after a certain hour. You also have no...
You're old. You're right.
Hey, listen.
My family used to say, "Hey, nothing good happening on the streets after midnight."
Oh, my father said 10. He also said,
because you're a girl. Yeah.
Okay. So, but he also said, "You wind up in jail, I'm not posting bail."
Ooh.
That put the fear of, I was like, whoa, ain't nobody coming to my rescue, so if I do something stupid, I'm on my own?
Yep.
That was
you wake me up in the middle of the night because you've done
something
stupid.
Don't wake me up in the middle of the night for your dumb stuff.
I think we had the same father. I mean, seriously.
He taught me respect for authority. Yep. These are all the, and let me tell your audience where I was raised. South Central Los Angeles, and I survived.
Wow.
South, I could see the Watts riots, but from my backyard. So don't tell me I have some privileged life. No, I was taught how to survive, and these people are not telling their children how to survive. If they're telling them to just, like, out over
no,
a blue
this is
line,
this is interesting. Don't drop this, because here you are. You grew up. Not that you're not educated, but you grew up in the hood, if you would. Okay, right? You grew up on the streets, and you see the value in authority. You see the value in doing the right thing. You see the value in working hard, and you never really make excuses for people, whether it's black or Hispanic or whatever. You never make excuses for people in these kind of situations later on in life. I know some very well-educated black people, and I'm not talking about Obama, well-educated black people that grew up in nice neighborhoods, you know, upper-class neighborhoods, and it's almost like their whole life, like they're guilty for where they're at, and their whole life, they have to push and tell black folks how, what a bad situation they're in, how bad it is for them, and how they're going to help them fix it because they're much more educated, right?
That's a big part, yeah, that's a big part of it. If you go on PragerU and you watch Why is Hollywood Woke? This week, I think it just aired. They talk about the guilt that they have.
Really?
And that will, yeah, the guilt that rich people have. And that will, if you're rich, you can get away with it. AOC, Obama, you can go on down the line, they get away with it. But people like me, people like my grandson, people like the kids that they're talking to about the thin blue line, they're not going to have that privilege. That is privilege. Because let me tell you something. When they have an encounter with police, which they may, and they certainly will, because I see where this neighborhood's going, white or black.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny about that comment by the NAACP? I mean, think about this. The Blue Line Flag and the Blue Line Flag Matter movement has always been linked. They represent direct opposition to those demanding justice for black people. Do they include black police officers in this? Are they saying that black police officers don't want justice?
Those are people like me. They're sellouts. They're toms.
Got it. Okay.
There's a way for the left, right. There's a way for the left to dismiss it. But you know what that is? It's a way for them to set up their children to be harmed. That's the way I see it. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, if you do, you know, it's a conversation you and I've had before, which is if all you tell your kids, no matter what color or what ethnicity they are, that you're a victim, that you have to watch it because, you know, you're this, you're that, they're coming for you, they're targeting, what are you building up in that child? You're building up fear.
Okay, and I will tell you, my daughter...
Well, you're going to have to tell me in 30 seconds. You want to save it for the next hour?
Save it for the next hour.
Okay, so we're going to talk about building up fear in your kids, and then she's going to tell me something
that I'm wrong. Can I save for the next 20 seconds?
Go for it, but you ain't going to have it. Go ahead.
I don't have a song.
Go, quick. Say it fast.
I don't have anything to say, but I will tell you about what my daughter teaches her son, which I think is much more helpful.
Quick. Oh, never mind.
Give me
time. Go see your host, Sonya Smith, the co-host. We'll be back with us in the next hour. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack here. And, you know, I love doing this because there's some people that I make nuts when we do this together, and I think it's great. Be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?